This just released. The Kahnawake Legislative Coordinating Commission wishes to inform the community that it has received a request to proceed with developing a law to address concerns regarding the Matrimonial Real Interests Law, a piece of Canadian legislation that is expected to receive royal assent this autumn. It will come into force in the communities 1 year from the date of royal assent. The proposed Kahnawake law has been recommended to be categorized as one that should be determined using the community decision-making process as a law of general application. Chief and Council have 3 days to object to the classification, otherwise it will proceed as such. Because of the fact that Canada's legislation will impact Kahnawake as early as autumn 2013, there had been discussion about possibly developing a process to address issues that could be considered as either emergencies or time-sensitive in nature. However, it was decided that Kahnawake's proposed law would use the standard format for the time being, as it is time-sensitive. We believe that the community must move forward with our own law in order to prevent Canada from imposing its laws on our territory, said Grand Chief Mike DeLill Jr., who along with Chief Quinton Phillips is the proponent of the Kahnawake law. He went on to say that action must be taken to ensure that our collective right is protected against an extreme law such as this. This could have serious long-term effects on Kahnawake regarding our lands and membership. The Matrimonial Real Interest Law would allow non-Native persons who are spouses or partners with a Native person certain rights on reserve in the event of a marriage partnership dissolving, as well as other effects on the community at large. Now you're up to date.